Okay, if there's no further reports, Eva had wanted to... Eva, are you prepared to do the presentation? Before we have public comment, we have a little commemoration of exceptional service over an extended period of time, and Eva's going to share that with us.
Hi, everybody. Is this mic on? Well, we decided that this is the perfect venue to celebrate the long-term commitment of three of our programmers. Unfortunately, only one is here, so maybe after lunch the other two will be here.
I think you have two now. I saw one more come in. Jay.
I do.
Jay.
Jay's here. Okay. Jay's here. So what I'd like to do is just... do a brief intro, because I don't think I can do justice to these programmers and allow them a few minutes to just tell them their story. Roy Tuckman has been on KPFK for 30 years. And certainly is the best nighttime radio in... there you go. So,
actually, from a technical point of view, I believe he has the highest rating in that time slot. Is that true?
Yes. Roy's on-air listeners have jumped up to 39,000 last month. So, for those of you that cannot sleep because you are so energetic, when you have time, please join Roy of Hollywood at night, from midnight to 5:30 in the morning, and you will hear the most extraordinary programming. I do want to say, you know, I cannot congratulate, or we cannot celebrate Roy without acknowledging Diane, his wife. And they will join us for lunch, and I hope that they tell their story. Roy and Diane met through KPFK, got married, and all these years... So, you know, there's a recipe for success somewhere in KPFK.
Where do you think the name Something's Happening came from?
Something's certainly happening, yeah. But I think the most incredible thing about the fund drives for me is that every fund drive, Diane is a nurse, and she takes her vacations every year so that she can be in the phone room to support Roy and KPFK and answer phones and administrate. So maybe the board should vote and allow us to send Roy and Diane on a vacation. So this is what we have. I'm going to have Roy come up after this, but this is our acknowledgement on behalf of KPFK staff, programmers, and I know the listeners and the board. We know how much love there is for Roy of Hollywood. KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98 FM Santa Barbara, proudly recognizes and honors Roy Tuckman, producer for Something's Happening, with Roy of Hollywood on his 30th anniversary at KPFK, for electric programming and outstanding devotion to the Pacifica mission.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Thank you so much. You evidently don't know that it is against Pacifica tradition to express appreciation or gratitude. My gratitude to Pacifica is manifold. First, for saving my life, keeping me out of Vietnam, by giving me the information to face down the draft board, by introducing me through KPFA, you recognize the shirt on A, for Alan Watts, who I first heard in 1958 while a student in Berkeley, and so many, many things that I should pass on. And Mike, I just...
Roy, get closer to the mic.
This is not a radio mic. From Joy Hill. The final words of the documentary in the Pacifica archives by Larry Josephson, Pacifica is 25, that was broadcast in 1974, that everybody should hear who's interested in hearing the original people, the original vision, the original ideas of the first people who put this together. Mrs. Lou Hill, Joy Hill. Because this kind of effort was made, something was created that stood for something and continues, I hope, to stand for something. What every member of that initial group and initial staff put into it was what is so often missing now. It really, there was no self-serving. We were not there to become heroes. We were not there to become legends. We didn't do it to be famous. We certainly didn't do it to make money. We did it because it seemed important to the country to do it. It had to be done. It had to start somewhere. And this was a start. KPFA. I've been through on the air for 30 years, as a staff member for 35 years at KPFK, and I've been through a lot of battles and a lot of emergencies, a few triumphs. And we're in an emergency right now that while our greatest friend is our worst enemy, Bush and company, should be pouring money from listeners into our coffers because of the conditions of our government. People should be turning to KPFK and the other Pacifica stations for information, for solace, for organization. Instead, they're turning away from Pacifica. They're turning away from KPFK to listen to NPR and to listen to Air America. We are not providing what the listeners want. We don't listen to the listeners. Our focus is on our side of the microphone, not on their side of the radio. And we must listen to the listeners. We must give them what they want too, not just what our taste is or our agenda or our ideals or our philosophy. We must listen to the listeners. They are what make us live, not just in fund drives. We must listen to the listeners and do our programming for them as well as for us. Thank you. And thanks to my wife, Diane, for keeping me alive when everybody was trying to get rid of me.
Well, if you know the story about keeping Roy alive, we moved him out of the closet, finally. We have another programmer, Jay Kugelman. He is... Some of you have heard about the film club in Los Angeles, very successful. At this point in time, we are too scared to announce the film club in our fund drives because it's just, we can't accommodate the need anymore. When I came in a few years ago, I remember we were still announcing that KPFK was offering 12 films that they show for the year. Now, Jay Kugelman is responsible for organizing more than 100 films that he's shown throughout Los Angeles to our listening audience. So I also want to thank his wife, Loretta, because I know behind every successful man is a very powerful woman. And you know I like to say that. So I just want to... say what's on this plaque and allow Jay to come up. But he's an extraordinary programmer, an extraordinary human being, one that I know expressed tremendous sensitivities for, you know, just everything in life. And he's one of the kindest men that I've met. So to Jay Kugelman, KPFK proudly recognizes and honors Jay Kugelman the producer, the Film Club and Sound Exchange, on his 32nd anniversary at KPFK. Presenting rich and compelling cinema, innovative thinkers and ideas, 1975 to 2007, I wasn't even born. Congratulations, Jay.
Well, I grew up in Philly and went to college in Rochester, New York.
Hang on, that's not a radio mic. You need to point it up and get closer to it.
Oh, okay. I was just about to say, I'm a Philly boy and went to college in Rochester. Had a great undergraduate education, studied with Norman O. Brown, and then I went off to Europe and spent a few years in Greece, where I wanted to make a movie that would transform the world, as I saw through Greek mythology and psychedelics. And it didn't happen, nevertheless, but it made sense in 1965. It made absolute sense. So I came back to the States in 1972 and wandered around and settled into Venice, and I discovered KPFK. And the first program I did was about the fall of the Greek colonels, and I knew about them having lived some years under the Greek colonels and knowing that it would take either a civil war or an act of the American regime reversing its priorities. Wanting to keep NATO together in that part of the world was why they brought these colonels in. So I had a good taste of what realpolitik was like. And when I came to Los Angeles, I had to choose whether I might go and try and be an independent filmmaker or something more having to do with journalism. And so I chose KPFK. And the rest is history. I brought along my undergraduate education, produced readings of Catcher in the Rye, Henry Miller's Colossus of Marusi, and all with a great body of readers. I mean, we have at KPFK a tradition of marathon readings. Over the years, we've done Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, and my first big one was Lawrence Durrell's Alexandria Quartet, which made sense from the part of the world I was coming from. And we had these great readers, Ed Asner, Peter Finch, Julie Christie. The list went on and on. And I did these marathon readings for a number of years and realized the great cooperative team spirit that's necessary to do any art. Especially, I didn't get too much into film, but when you see something on the screen or you hear something on the radio, you have to realize how many visions and how much time and energy and tears went into these collaborative works. So that's what I've been doing, first with marathon readings and then with a culture interview show, trying to understand and present to our audience what an artist does in order to create a great work of art, or a small work of art, or any work of art, a vision. And I consider KPFK a work of art. I consider what we do and Pacifica, what Pacifica does, to be that, in that same kind of visionary tradition that I see great film and poetry and theater in. And I'm just very happy to be part of that and to have dedicated so many years with my partner Loretta Aroff, wonderful explorations we've done of photography, a series of great programs on photography, which does bring together so much of our modern art. And so I'm just joyous to be here and to thank you for this recognition and to thank Pacifica for giving me the microphone and the electricity and the collaborators to have done this over the years. And thank you.
I also wanted to just clarify for the board, he doesn't just show the films. He always brings someone who worked on the film, and there is a substantive, usually political discussion around the film. That's what makes the film club so popular. It's not just going to the movies.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Roy. And we have one more of our hosts. I know how much Pacificans love arts and culture. And every board meeting we come to, the board says, how much are you doing about arts and culture? Well, at KPFK, we have the guru of arts and culture, or at least one of them, and that's Julio Martinez. 20 years in KPFK and Pacifica. And if you want to know anything about live performances, arts and theater in Los Angeles, all you have to do is listen to Julio's show. An extraordinary man, very talented. He has such rich history with the city and its people. And I'm so grateful that he's on our airwaves because he provides that critical point of Pacifica's mission. So yes to Julio, producer of Arts in Review, on his 20th anniversary at KPFK, exploring the creative process in theater and the performing arts, 1987 to 2007.
When I got out of the Army in 1964, I landed in San Francisco with the idea of having a nice, quiet graduate school education. I just happened to pick 1964 Berkeley to go back to school. Over the next few years, I became involved as first music director, and then one of the directors of the San Francisco Mime Troupe, and then the committee. And in 1967, I got a phone call from KPFA Berkeley wanting to know if I would like to produce children's theater. Well, at that particular point, I'd been arrested 9 times. And so I had to question the mandate of KPFA Berkeley to choose me to be head of children's theater. At that time, I was working with the committee, which was a great group of improvisational actors, some of them from Berkeley Rep, and I organized this show where we improvised children's fairy tales based on suggestions of children who would call in. I met this nice young singer who agreed to do our theme song, Over the Rainbow, and I accompanied him on guitar, and that was Mr. Al Jarreau. And Al Jarreau and I decided to form a duo. I'd been arrested enough at Berkeley that they were happy to see me go. And so I took off. And I decided to come to Los Angeles. And everyone doing theater in San Francisco said, "Why are you going to Los Angeles? There's no theater in Los Angeles." Well, as it happens, L.A. is the greatest producer of professional theater in the world. There is an average of 28 professional plays a week opening in Los Angeles, 52 weeks out of the year. And 20 years ago, I was asked to do a show that celebrated live theater, more to the fact, celebrating live performance, those people who create live art. And I started a show with the idea I would have people on who were doing live performance. The only mandate is that the people listening, the KPFK audience, would be able to go see them that week that they were on the show. And over the 20 years, we've had a long history of advocating what is essentially indigenous to this town, the African-American theater, Latino theater. There was these three guys, zany guys, who came down from San Francisco. The first radio exposure they ever got was on Arts and Review. They call themselves Culture Clash. And if you want to see them, they're at the Ricardo Montalban Theater. And I had this young lady come on. I'm a theater critic for Daily Variety now, and I've been doing that for 15 years. I was assigned to see a one-person play at a little theater, 65-seat theater in West Hollywood. And the actress just talked about herself and her life and her family. It was 50 minutes long. I loved it. I had her come on my show, Arts and Review, and we talked about it. She said she did the show because she couldn't get arrested in this town. No one knew what to do with her. And she was hoping to just make it her onstage resume. Well, there was another actress listening to the show who came from the same heritage. Her name was Rita. She went to see this lady's show, and then she had her husband, Tom, come see the show. Well, the show was called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And the Rita happened to be the wife of Tom Hanks, who took the project to HBO. And the actress, Nia Vardalos, said, "No, this isn't going to go anywhere because I have to be in the movie. And she'd been approached to make it a movie about an Italian family starring Marissa Tomei or a Latino family starring J-Lo. She says, no, it's got to be me or nothing. And Tom Hanks said, yeah, it's got to be you or nothing. HBO bought it. They made the film. They thought it was so good they should put it out theatrically. And it's the most successful independent film ever made. And I interviewed Nia Vardalos later, and she said Arts and Review started it all. I want to thank you for this. It's been a pleasure being at KPFK. I don't know what I would do with my Thursdays if I couldn't go down to the station. Thank you all for this.
Thank you very, very much, and all three of you, for all the years of service to Pacifica. We've enjoyed listening to you for a long, long time.